Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right.
Screw you.
Exactly.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
Kiefer Madness.
Rich Keith is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Oh, damn.
I can lay in bed at night and smell this, the smell of burning horse manure.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Right on the butt cheek.
Right, yeah, that's probably the best spot.
That's right. Where I'd want it is right on the butt.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday, noon 30, time for Kiefer Madness.
Dale and Keith taken out of context.
No, that was it.
Well,
I think
it's okay. That's fine.
That pretty much in
I'm
context.
Good. Yeah, uh-huh.
Dale, it's obviously the Stanley Cup final, and that means
heard.
It is Bruins, Blues.
It's like the running joke now is, I don't know if you've heard this, but Charlie Coyle's from Weymouth.
Charlie Coyle is from Weymouth.
Just in case you hadn't
confirm.
Heard. Okay.
I believe East Weymouth, if you want to get specific. Yeah, I could be wrong on that. Now, so what we do, and this is Rossi's idea, he's smart about this, you say you want to go and listen to the radio station of the opponent. So we went to St. Louis, 590 The Fan, and this is where we discovered our buddy Doug Vaughn, who, after Blues games...
We like.
We love him. He gives you stuff like this.
Well, the old SS Stillman floated into Boston Harbor looking to upset some apple carts and maybe toss some of Lord Stanley's tea overboard onto the frozen pond. Before Paul Revere could even alert the townsfolk of the invader's intentions, Schinner put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter, and then Vladdy went upper corner where the toothless Hoosiers roost.
So we weren't really sure if he was being dead serious or not. I mean, I'll tell you what it was. He had a line later on. I think it was like the second one where I was convinced, okay, this guy just is having a sense of humor about it. Because he made some comment after they won about how nobody's going to beat the Blues 14 straight times in the Stanley Cup Finals. So you're like, all right, this guy's pretty funny. But either way, our show had some fun with it. OMF had some fun with it. We were playing the poems and we're kind of laughing at him. They have a host on the same station. Again, Doug's part of the Morning After Pill show, 6 to 10 a.m. Then they have a late show from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's hosted by...
Seems a little late.
Dino Costa. That's uh-huh. All right. I'm not going to knock night radio.
Nope.
Spent a lot of time there. Dino Costa. And he did not enjoy us talking about his guy, Doug Vaughn.
If I saw any of these characters in the press box at TD Garden, if I was up there, I would summarily kick each and every one of their asses up and down the press box corridor. Okay? You're going after Doug Vaughn? No. You don't go after Doug Vaughn. Okay? You don't go after Doug Vaughn on my watch, bitches. You don't do that. All right? So I give you the backhand, you sons of bitches.
Oh.
So this guy seems pretty fun. Seems like he's, you know, could take a joke. He's a good time. Obviously, very intense. He is the watchdog for St. Louis, which we'll get to. But
wait, also, he must be a big fan of Mr. Vaughn. He must be like...
Loves Doug Vaughn.
That's gonna
so
be
we
his
had
guy.
Doug Vaughn. We had the St. Louis Blues Poet Laureate on our show yesterday, and we asked Doug about the watchdog there, Dino Costa, having his back.
Now, should we be nervous?
Yeah, do you know if Dino's ever been hugged? Like, is there a concern here? What's going on?
I don't know. I've never met Dino, to tell you the truth.
Never met the guy. He's never met Dino.
Doesn't know him.
Never, ever met him. And so we even figured out...
So back in the day, back on this radio station, when we used to do our sports updates, Metro used to provide the sports updates.
Okay, so different room, right? Different building.
No, different building. They were in, like, the Prudential Center.
That's really odd.
And you know, we'd go, okay, here's the sports update with Rich Keith.
Yeah.
And your voice would come out, but we would never see you. We'd never meet you.
What a weird way of doing
it. It was strange.
That was a very strange thing. So, Dino Costa took over St. Louis radio last night, as he always does.
No.
Again, 11 o'clock. And again, we were talking about him a little bit. OMF was
came
talking
in
about
hot.
Him a little bit. He came in a little hot, and, well, a little redundant at times, too, but he's an interesting character.
He has a way of getting to a point.
Does he, though?
Well,
let's find out. Let's see how long it takes him to get to whatever his point is.
Now, here's what I want to say. So listen in closely if you must, because I'm going to get a little personal with y'all. I'm going to say some things here that might cause some people to look sideways at me, but that's not ever a concern.
Because I tell it like it is. Watch out where I'm at. I tell it like it is. No subject off limits. No subject too taboo for the Dino Costa show.
To me, that's not a concern in the least to me.
No.
Because what I want to say here is, in my opinion, some good and some much-needed medicine that I'm going to throw out there for you tonight. And it's something you need to hear.
Oh, thank
okay?
you.
Okay? It is something you need to hear. Now, listen.
Okay. I'm listening.
Listen to me now.
Oh. All right. That's 37 seconds. 37 seconds of listen to me. You're a radio host.
That's why we're here.
If I have the station on, that's all I can possibly do is listen to you. So 37 seconds in, the theme of that was listen to what I'm about to say. Got it. Go ahead and say it.
I've been here 6 months.
What? Wait a minute. So, Dale, this is a guy who is going to fight everybody at our station on behalf of Doug Vaughn, who he's never met, for a station that he just got to.
By the way, I think he does his show from Wyoming.
I don't think he does it from St.
No,
Louis.
No, I think
we got that.
Wyoming. I think he lives in Wyoming. I think that's where he's doing his show from.
Okay.
So he's never seen the building in St. Louis either.
And so I don't think they're going to fly him out to Boston if they've never even flown him out to St. Louis.
Good guess.
I've been here 6 months.
Okay.
And I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
Oh, no. Hopefully he's all right. I immediately thought
the
worst.
Well, let's be honest.
There.
Based on his track record, it sometimes ends badly.
Blood pressure is going to be through the roof for this guy.
Yeah.
You can't just be going through life challenging everybody to a fight. You know, you're not 20 anymore.
And I don't know how much longer I'll be here. And I don't know how much longer I'll be in this broadcasting business of ours.
No. Wait a minute.
Is he going to reveal something that personal?
Dino Costa's going to retire? Let's hope not.
Hope he's not sick.
The unmistakable Dino Costa. Rossi has his website up. An unmistakable sports radio soundtrack. This is Dino Costa.
Recently, I've thought about packing it in and retiring after the month of August coming up.
So that would be, what, 8 months in St. Louis? He's really hoping to get to that eight months.
It was eight really strong months,
though. It was good months. Good months.
You know, go and do something else. I don't know, because I haven't made any decisions as of yet.
What?
Usually when you start talking about retirement, you're retired.
Yeah.
But there is something that I do know.
Okay.
And here is something that I do know.
It's been a minute. You haven't said anything yet. This is a whole minute. He hasn't said a word.
Well, he's working up.
But he does know something.
And here is something that I do know.
Yeah.
And I know this with every fiber of my being.
Oh, God. Just say
and
it.
And it's this.
What is it?
Listen up now.
We've been listening the whole time, Dino.
This is what I do know.
We're not looping it. This is what he is saying.
We do have the power of editing on our side. You didn't do this.
Nope, I didn't edit it.
This much I can take to the bank, and so can you. And here's what I'm going to say to you.
I hate this guy. I hate this guy so much.
He's got three big hours to fill in the middle of the night here.
Actually, the truth is we have slightly edited it. We've taken out some of the really long pauses. That's a fact. So we've actually sped this thing up a little bit. It's ridiculous.
And it's this.
Okay.
Listen up now.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what I do know.
We're all ears.
This much I can take to the bank, and so can you.
Okay.
And here's what I'm going to say to you.
Do you want me to listen?
The city of St. Louis needs Dino Costa.
Wait a minute. Aren't you Dino Costa?
Yes, he is.
So now he's going third person
on
us.
Third person.
So all of a sudden, you have the, again, all due respect to night hosts. I was a night, not even a host. I was a night update guy. But you can't be talking in the third person if you do 11-2 in St. Louis and you live in Wyoming. You can't do it when you're sticking up for guys at your station, challenging other people to fights when you haven't even met the people at your station. You can't do that. Why does St. Louis, poor St. Louis, needs Dino
they
Costa?
They need Dino Costa.
Then don't retire in 2 months. What are you doing?
Needs Dino Costa.
Okay.
Let me say it again, just in case maybe you thought you heard me wrong.
No, we got
it. The city of St. Louis
needs. Oh, my. Who?
Dino Costa.
Yeah, okay. Yes, what you said. That's what you said.
And you know why?
Oh,
you
God. Why? I don't think I have the time for it. I don't think we have the time for
oh,
it.
Oh, like, we're come gonna, on. Gonna, I, you nope, can't get nope. me to that,
yes, we
that
can.
Point.
Because we're going to end on a high note here. Dino can deal with his own stuff. We have the Doug Vaughn poem of the day. We have the game four. He's got to have a little bit more energy now today. He was a defeated man after game three.
He was sad.
He's feeling good, though, after game four. Here's our guy Doug Vaughn this morning.
I'll tell you this much. Our Bluesers had never tasted finals back bacon butchered in their own barn, so Riles slipped on his overalls and packed his lunch pail and clocked in early, and before the rooster even crowed, he tucked an egg into the hen's nest. Vladdy hired on as an additional ranch hand and flipped a meadow muffin into the Bruins feed trough. Then Riles went back for a second sip from the scoring spigot, and Schinner pitchforked a clinching cow pie into the open hayloft. Charzy couldn't help his baby Bruins. He was spitting chiclets riding Pine Pony. Benner got back up on his tractor after falling into the septic tank in game three. After chores, Gloria called the boys in. Supper was served due to the 4-2 win. The series is now tied, and you can look it up. We're just two wins away from our first Stanley Cup.
Why is it all farm analogies?
Well,
I don't get
he's
it.
In St. Louis. Why it's is it kind all... of, you know, the middle of nowhere. I mean, it I is guess. A city, but...
I guess.
He refers to their people as toothless Hoosiers, and you're wondering why it's all about animals?
I guess, not really sure. But there you go. There's the story
of
590
Doug
in St.
Vaughn.
Louis. Doug Vaughn's great. Costa's a different guy.
And you're still not going to tell us what it is that he finally gets to.
No.
And he doesn't actually surround a point. Did he get back to the point where he's going to kick
everybody's ass? Yeah, yeah,
Faria's ass.
He spent about an hour talking about the damage.
Oh, I'm sure. Well,
by
the way,
yeah.
I hear he's joining the lads
he is.
This afternoon.
I'm glad you mentioned that. 4:30, I believe, today he's going to be on with OMF.
I heard he's flying in. He's going to kick their ass right at 4:30.
Has he seen Christian Faria?
No,
his pronunciation, not mine.
I don't think he has.
Okay, well, it's just a thought.
The one line that I'm sure they'll talk about is that he does in there quote that if he had to work with three voices, he'd kill himself.
Oh boy.
That seems a little...
That is real aggressive.
Out there. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get back to the calls with you, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.